Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There are a lot of myths out there. People believe certain things that, you got to do that because that, no, you don't.
Yeah.
you don't have to do that. We got six here that are pretty common, I think.
Okay.
And one of these I always laugh about when somebody says it. About adding salt water to make water boil faster. No, it doesn't. It doesn't do that at all. Mm. If you want to ice down something real fast, put a bunch of ice in a bucket, like a bottle of champagne or whatever, put some salt in that.
Yeah.
That'll cool it down faster.
Yes.
Really?
I don't know why. I don't know where the salt in the boiling water came into play that it would boil faster. Anything you put in water, if water is heating, anything
slows
you put
it.
In will cool the water and slow the boil down.
That
or
makes
keep
sense.
It from boiling.
Yeah.
I think it came from people, you should salt the water you cook pasta
for seasoning,
in.
Right? To help like
yes, you
flavor.
Should, you should salt the water if you're doing pasta. Maybe that's where it started. I don't know, but it doesn't do that.
Yeah, because how much stuff are you really boiling water for?
True.
Yeah.
Fun fact, if you put a can of sodas under a layer of sand, like on a beach, and use a fire extinguisher and blow it on top of it, it'll cool it icy cold in a couple seconds.
I don't even want to know how you know that. I can see you on a beach doing it. Shovel, burying cans.
That's what I do. Ogre Coke every October.
That seems like a lot of work. I mean, you just easily have a cooler with ice in it. Other ones, which I always was told that cracking your knuckles causes arthritis.
No.
Wait, hold on.
No, it doesn't.
Can I?
Go ahead.
Ew. He pops.
Am I going to do it?
There it is. Should I do my neck?
It's air. Is what that is.
Yeah,
it's
it is.
Air coming.
I can do my neck.
He pops this part in his hand.
Oh, the thumb and the wrist thing.
Yeah.
Down here at the bottom. It just.
Oh,
right.
Gosh.
It's like a chiropractic adjustment.
That's one of those things that when I do it, it's fine. But, you know, like if you do it yourself, you're like, oh, no big deal. But
hey,
when
somebody else does it. You want to hold this up to my neck real quick?
No. When somebody else does it, you're like, gosh, that's so disgusting. Stop it. Another one is dropping a penny from a tall building can kill someone.
No.
It doesn't have enough mass on it. The sun is yellow. It's not yellow, so all of your childhood pictures are wrong.
What color are school buses?
It's really, Mr. Colorblind here asking what color a school bus is.
They're not, because I said they're not yellow. They're not a true yellow. They're an orangey yellow.
Well, was it you who made the case that a school bus wasn't yellow?
Yes.
Yeah, it was her.
Because it's not true yellow. It's like an orangey yellow. It's a combo.
I got to be honest with you, Amy. You are the first person I have ever in my life heard say that. I have never heard anyone else say that. You go and stop 25 people on the street and say, what color is a school bus? They will immediately say yellow.
Yellow. Here's the opportunity. Thomas Buses is right down the road. If anybody listening works there, can they give us a color code so that way we can look it up?
And I would also like to know what color paint it is. You know, they give all paints names.
Yeah.
I would love
school
to know.
School bus yellow.
Probably. I want to know what the name of the paint is. Hey, it's the Wolf.
The actual color of a school bus is yellow orange, and the reason I know that is I asked Google. Google told me while y'all were talking about it.
They're supposed to be back, and you got to get off the phone line. You're not agreeing with Amy.
Stop it! What's your name?
My name is Jay.
Thank you for checking in this morning.
All right, thank y'all. Have a good day.
So he says yellow orange. I guess he Googled it and said it was yellow orange. I mean, I get it. But I still would like to know what they label the color, the paint
what
color.
What the actual color is.
I'd like to know what it is.
It's called, and I already did this for you, and I just have to close it out. It's called National School. Somebody's going to call in. National School Chrome is what it's called, or something weird like that.
I don't think you're anywhere near right.
Here it is. Known as National School Bus Glossy Yellow or National School Bus Chrome. Told you.
National School Bus
Glossy
Yellow.
Or National School Bus Chrome is what it was originally called.
Wonder what's chrome? National School Bus Chrome. What is that about?
It said that the pigment used for this color for a long time was lead. Had lead in it.
Okay.
Which is safe. Smack it on a bus.
Glad we've changed that.
Yeah. What's next?
Juice cleanses, rid your body of toxins.
Mm-mm.
There's no proof that they detoxify anything. And your appendix is useless. For years, scientists said it was. Now they think it's home to helpful bacteria that fight off disease.
See that little thing dangling down there?
Yeah.
It's good for something after all, isn't it?
The entire organ your body created.
Yeah. Hey, thanks to the guy this morning who works at Thomas Buses. It gave us the actual paint color because Thomas Buses has their own unique, patented paint color, which is
Thomas Yellow. And doesn't colors like that bright or something, sounds so strange, but doesn't it seem like they have a taste to them? Hold up. I'm not saying go lick a school bus.
Yeah, let me assure you, if you lick a school bus, it will not taste like a yellow Starbucks.
That's what I'm thinking, yes.
Was it?
That's
this
what I'm
is how into food you are, though. That like Kanye West says, he hears notes and sees colors. Chase sees colors and can taste food.
Like, I'm thinking, okay, something lemony. Name another color, like a very specific color.
Magenta.
Oh, gosh, I can't even see that color.
Orange.
Orange.
Oh, yeah. He's
orange
colorblind.
Orange is obvious, okay? It's going to taste like an orange or something citrusy.
What do you think came first, the fruit or the color for an orange?
I don't know.
I don't know. That's a real something to really ponder. Orange is the only word in the English language that doesn't have a rhyme. It's the only word that you can't rhyme.
Do the just derailed conversation. Is there a falling sound effect that we
now
have?
Now I'm wondering what a school bus tastes like.
Well, we're all having our own show this morning.
All right. More of the Wake Up with a Wolf Show next.